Ascent. It is daytime when I enter the house and slowly begin climbing the stairs. I reach the second floor and continue going upstairs until I come outside onto the flat rooftop. High overhead is a water tank atop a tower. I see the metal spiral staircase that I must climb to reach the top of the water tank, but there is no handrail. Calmly, I go up the spiral stairs. Reaching the top of the tank, I stand up. The base of the tower is narrow, and the whole structure sways with each gust of wind, but I maintain my footing. Venturing over to the edge of the tank, I look down and see the roof of the house beneath me. I'm drawn toward the empty space below, but I catch myself and continue looking down. Then, I let my gaze wander over the landscape around me. Suddenly, a helicopter appears overhead. As it approaches, I see a rope ladder with wooden rungs being lowered toward me. Grasping the ladder, I place both feet on the lowest rung, and slowly the ladder rises as the helicopter ascends. Below me, the water tank grows smaller and smaller. I climb up the ladder until I reach the door of the helicopter. When I try to open it, I find that it's stuck. Then I look down. Suddenly, the metal door slides open, and the young pilot reaches out a hand to me. I climb into the helicopter, and we begin to gain altitude rapidly. A voice announces that we're experiencing engine failure. I hear the grinding of broken gears, and the main rotor stops. We begin falling faster and faster. The crew members pass me a parachute, and they leap out into space. I'm perched in the edge of the doorway as the helicopter plunges earthward at a dizzying speed. I make up my mind to jump and fall face downward. I'm falling so fast it's difficult to breathe. I pull the ripcord, and the parachute streams upward in a long sheet overhead. With a strong jolt, it opens. I bounce, and my fall slows dramatically. I must land on top of the water tank, or else I'll fall into the high tension wires or the tops of the pine trees that await me like sharpened stakes. I maneuver the parachute by pulling on the canopy lines. Fortunately, I'm aided by the wind. The parachute envelops me as I land on top of the water tank and roll to the edge. Freeing myself, I see the parachute fall in a tangle. I get to my feet and slowly begin to descend the spiral stairs. When I reach the rooftop, I go down to the second floor and unhurriedly continue going downstairs until I reach the room I first entered. Once more on the ground floor of the house, I walk to the door, open it, and leave.